Hello, and welcome to episode 100 of The Modern Manager. I'm your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart. Can I just say, 100 episodes is amazing. I remember when I finally got up the nerve to launch the show, and I was so nervous that no one would listen or I would run out of topics to talk about. And now it's been just under 2 years that I have been producing this weekly show. I am just so incredibly grateful for the journey that I have been on, for having you along that journey with me, for all of the guests who have shared their wisdom and insights, and all of the people behind the scenes who are helping me make this show. As a listener, I thought you might be interested in a few fun facts. So here are a couple numbers. The Modern Manager has almost 300,000 downloads in total, which blew me away when I saw that number. I have shared 39 solo episodes and hosted 61 guests, and this is my favorite. The show has a 5.0 star rating on iTunes from 88 ratings. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I am so glad that I took the leap to launch the show. And thank you again for listening, for sharing the show with other managers, for leaving that rating or review, and for just investing in yourself and wanting to be a modern manager. Next, I've got some really exciting news, which is that the show will now have its own website. So you can go to themodernmanager.co to access episodes, show notes, free mini guides, purchase full guides, join the membership, read the blog, subscribe to the newsletter, all that good stuff. I am really happy about this new site, and I hope it'll make it easier for you to find the content that you're looking for and to share it with people, friends, colleagues, whomever you think will enjoy the content and learn from it. Also, a warm welcome to Diane R., the newest member of the Modern Manager community, which, by the way, if you are already a member, don't worry, you automatically have access to the new member site. You don't need to do anything. And if you have not yet joined, you can do that on the new site, themodernmanager.co/join. I have also updated the MamieKS.com site, so if you head over there, it'll look a little different. And I would love to know what you think about both websites. If you are loving them, if there are things you find confusing, if there's more content that you wish was up there, please shoot me an email and let me know. All of those links, including my email, are in the show notes as usual. Okay, enough intro stuff. For episode 100, I thought I would go back to where I started with this question of, what is a rockstar manager? Now, I'm reframing it a little bit to simply call it a modern manager. So what does it mean to be a modern manager? So let's get to it.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart.
Recently, I have been thinking about this concept of a modern manager compared to a traditional manager. So for this episode, I've organized my thoughts into this comparison frame. And here is my latest thinking on 7 attributes of a modern manager, which honestly, I'm sure there are more. These are just the 7 that I've been kind of munching on for the past couple weeks. Number 1, a traditional manager thinks about himself. A modern manager thinks about their team. We all have the natural instinct, that part of our brain that tells us to protect ourselves and to do what's most advantageous for us, and to even think one-dimensionally, that our perspective is reality. But a modern manager is able to step back and put their own needs aside. They think about what's best for the group and each individual, and they make decisions with those in mind. For example, you heard Diane in episode 97 talking about the difficult moment she faced when her largest client ended their contract. And she debated about what she wanted to do with her business, whether she wanted to shut it down, fire her staff, and take some time to really reflect on what she wanted in her own life, whether she needed to transform the business into a totally new operating model, which would also involve rejiggering her staff team, or something else entirely. She thought about her team and what would be best for everyone, not just herself. And when she took that perspective, it was suddenly crystal clear that they were in this together. And she was honest and transparent with them, and she invited them into the process of rebuilding their client list. Thinking about your team means that you ask for their ideas, and then you actually listen. You put aside your own beliefs and opinions because you know that the other people around you have experiences and perspectives and ideas and opinions that are not only valid, but valuable. A modern manager embodies that silly phrase, there is no I in team. Number two, a traditional manager solves problems. A modern manager helps others solve their own problems. It seems like the idea of a boss is that they should have all the answers to make problems go away and to figure things out so that a project can move forward and work can get done. A modern manager knows that having all the answers is virtually impossible. And instead, they're willing to be vulnerable and admit that they don't know. And just as importantly, even when they do know the answer, they don't always share it. Because a modern manager acts from a place of curiosity and asks questions to help others discover the answer for themselves. And it's not just about questions and answers. A modern manager never does something for another person that they could do for themselves, with the exception of helping out when somebody is going through something particularly stressful and could use an extra hand, or they're just showing their appreciation to somebody who prefers that acts of service. Which, if you haven't listened to episode 99 on appreciation with Dr. Paul White, you should totally listen to that next. But in general, when things get messy and a team member comes to you for help or they're struggling, instead of swooping in to put out the fire or save the day, a modern manager helps them figure out the problem for themselves. This doesn't mean that you don't play your part in the solution. You're not abandoning your responsibility. You're empowering your team. One manager that I work with was struggling with how to handle a conflict between two of her team members. One felt like she was being belittled and ignored, while the other didn't think she had done anything or said anything wrong. When you're a manager in that position, it is tempting to sit down with the pair and help them talk it through, or confront the offender and use your positional power to try to get them to behave more respectfully, which, by the way, would be totally appropriate if you observed that behavior firsthand, or if there was serious bullying happening. But that wasn't the case here. And in reality, you can't fix a problem between two people. They need to fix the problem for themselves. So what this manager did instead was help the person who felt disrespected articulate what behaviors and language she was uncomfortable with and provide some advice on how to present her feelings and experience to the offender. Then one person invited the other to have a conversation and the two of them were able to work it out. What I heard back was that each recognized how their actions had been interpreted differently and both agreed to try to avoid their unhelpful or misinterpreted behaviors in the future. But beyond that individual conflict, this manager enabled those two people to create a stronger relationship between themselves so they are better prepared to handle conflict in the future. In short, a modern manager sees their role as supporting, not saving. Number three, a traditional manager focuses on performance. A modern manager focuses on growth. Traditional managers see the world through the lens of performance. Are we on time? Are we on budget? Are we hitting the numbers? It's about what the team achieves, sometimes without regard for what it costs to get there. A modern manager sees the world through the lens of growth. How are my team members developing? How are they learning and improving? How can they grow even more to become even more effective now and in the future? A key component of this is how teams handle failure. While a traditional manager is afraid of failure or sees mistakes and failure as weaknesses, a modern manager sees them as learning opportunities. One of my favorite stories that my dad told me is about an employee in our family business, Gojo, where a number of years ago, an employee made a huge mistake, like tens of thousands of dollars worth of a mistake. But instead of firing him, they talked about what happened and why. And when other staff asked, "How could you keep this guy around after that kind of mess up?" my dad said, "He'll never make that mistake again. And if I fire him, he'll end up with one of our competitors who will now have the benefit of his learning, and yet we were the ones who paid for it." I love this story because it emphasizes that learning and growth sometimes does come at a cost. And that cost could be a big mistake, or it could just be time and energy or money. But unlike the costs associated with performance above all else, these costs pay it forward. Because when people learn and gain new skills or broaden their experience, they become better employees, not worse. So a modern manager doesn't ignore performance, but instead strives for performance while at the same time creating space for learning and reflection. Number four, a traditional manager designs the sandcastle. A modern manager builds a sandbox. So this one's a little metaphoric, but it kind of seemed like the best way to capture the idea in my mind. A traditional manager is command and control, They want things done their way. Maybe they micromanage, or maybe they simply don't provide enough space for people to think or work independently, or maybe they provide way too much space to the point where they're like, here's a hand-drawn sketch, now just go do it. A modern manager, on the other hand, sets up the parameters for success and lets the other person have the freedom to work within those boundaries. This is all about believing in your people, that they can do great things even when they don't believe in themselves. It's about partnering with them, providing context and support and vision, but being open to their ideas, their style, their passions. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you may have heard me thank my colleague, Ty. She was my first hire at Meteor and my co-author of our book, Momentum, Creating Effective, Engaging, and Enjoyable Meetings. One of the programs that we built at Meteor is called Thriving Teams, and Ty created the assessment that we use with teams to help capture a snapshot of their current strengths and opportunities. We knew we wanted some way of assessing what areas to focus on when getting started with the team, and Ty took that project and ran with it. Almost nothing makes me happier as a manager than when a team member brings something to me that is better than I could have imagined. More importantly, better than I could have done it for myself. To me, that is one of the most joyful parts of being a manager, seeing your team members flourish while they're doing incredible work. So a modern manager makes space for their team members. She sets them up for success. She cheers them on. She's there to support them when they need it. Number 5, a traditional manager does their job. A modern manager does what's needed. Not every part of being a manager is fun. And what one manager enjoys, another might find annoying. Regardless, a traditional manager views their role as a job. They hire and fire, hold performance reviews, run meetings. But a modern manager approaches their work by seeing the bigger picture. They consider what's best for each individual team member, the team as a whole, and the organization they work for. They make tough decisions, they step outside their comfort zone, and act with integrity. One manager I work with was assigned to lead a new client project, but the prior one that she'd been working on had gotten delayed in wrapping up. So instead of leaving her old team to finish without her, she figured out how to both launch the new work and put in the extra hours to finish leading her prior team's work. Her boss didn't ask her to do this, and it wasn't even expected of her, but she knew that stepping up to make sure that her old team finished strong and that they didn't feel abandoned by her and that the client was happy was really important, even if it meant working longer days and juggling two teams for a week or so. Doing what needs to be done can take a million different forms, from speaking truth to power, letting go of a top performer who is toxic in your culture, or promoting a star on your team to a new position that's outside of it, to recognizing when you're not the best person to lead. It's treating your responsibilities for both the work and the people with equal seriousness. Number 6, a traditional manager invests in their career. A modern manager invests in themselves. So far, I have mostly talked about how a manager acts towards those around them, but this one is a little different. A traditional manager thinks about their future and how to position themselves for career advancements or promotions in their next opportunities. If they're comfortable where they are, maybe it's more that they don't want to rock the boat and screw up a good thing. A modern manager, though, considers their career, but then prioritizes what they need to be successful, not just in the future, but also right now. They think about what they need to be fulfilled or at least content with their work in this moment, what they need to be able to have a healthy integration of work and life. One manager that I worked with was really struggling to find any balance in his life. He was working a ridiculous number of hours, doing way too many jobs and splitting his focus. He was stressed and frustrated and said things like, once I get X, I'll be able to slow down. Or when Y happens, I'll be in a position to hire another person. He was running himself ragged and his team was feeling it. So he worked on prioritizing and setting daily work hour limits so that he could accomplish more while doing less. He started meditating and spending higher quality time with his family. And through this series of actions, his mood improved. He started having a more positive outlook, and his business actually found some solid footing. And most importantly, his team noticed, because it positively impacted them too. Working hard to move your career, your business, and your team forward is absolutely essential, but so is taking care of yourself. We must role model healthy behavior for our team members, which includes things like asking for feedback, getting enough sleep, taking vacations. Because if we can't take care of ourselves, we can't work to improve others. And we definitely can't expect anyone else to do it for us. And finally, number 7, a traditional manager runs on autopilot. A modern manager acts intentionally with logic and love. So hang with me on this one for a second. I've been learning more about how the brain works, and there's some super interesting and funky stuff about how our logic system and our emotional system can't run simultaneously, and that 80% of our behaviors are actually habits. So a traditional manager thinks and acts according to their default settings. If they're having a bad day, they let their emotions take over the rational thinking. They let their habits, most of which were ingrained without us even being aware, occur over and over again without any thought. A modern manager, though, is intentional about how they show up. They're thoughtful about balancing what is logical with what's best for people. They see people as their full selves, not numbers on a spreadsheet. But they also don't allow their relationships and emotions to cloud their judgment. They're aware of their behaviors and proactively create habits that align with their values. One of my clients has started asking herself, "Am I being a modern manager?" And I just loved it when she told me that. I love this idea. She is thinking actively about what is best for her people and what is best for her business. She is self-aware about how she initially thinks to act versus how she wants to act in order to create the culture that is best in the short term and the long term. She listens to her emotions, but then separates herself from them enough to consider how they're helping or hindering her. And she looks at things rationally, but without needing to always do what the numbers say. If nothing else, this to me epitomizes a modern manager. A person who thinks and acts through logic and love and builds intentional habits that enable them and their team members to thrive while accomplishing great things. There is so much more I could have talked about, and I am sure that there are other comparisons that are worth mentioning. So if there are ideas that you have about the differences between a traditional manager and a modern manager, I would love to hear them. So please shoot me an email with your ideas, mamie@mamieks.com. The mini guide for today's episode is available at themodernmanager.co/mini-guides. It contains a comparison between a traditional manager and a modern manager for one of those seven areas, plus some tips and reflection questions to help you become an even stronger modern manager yourself. To get the full guide to today's episode, which includes all seven areas, you can join the Modern Manager community at themodernmanager.co/join. You can also purchase the guide and all individual guides at themodernmanager.co/store. All of the links are in the show notes, and they're in your inbox along with the free mini guide if you are a subscriber to my newsletter. To get on that list, go to themodernmanager.co/subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.
Meetings are one of the most critical components of healthy collaboration, and teams are at the heart of how we work. Meteor helps you use your time in meetings productively, build healthy relationships with your colleagues, and move work forward. To learn how we do it, visit Meteor.com. That's Meteor.com.
You've been listening to The Modern Manager. You're already becoming a rockstar boss of a thriving team, I can tell. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player and join the mailing list at mamieks.com/podcast. That's mamieks.com/podcast to get show notes and other special content delivered directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.